She is the loveliest maiden on the whole earth. Then he awoke, and all the beautiful things vanished before his eyes. His father lay dead on the bed, and he was all alone. Poor John. During the following week, the dead man was buried. The son walked behind the coffin which contained his father, whom he so dearly loved and would never again behold. He heard the earth fall on the coffin lid, and watched it till only a corner remained in sight, and at last that also disappeared. He felt as if his heart would break with its weight of sorrow, till those who stood round the grave sang a psalm, and the sweet, holy tones brought tears to his eyes, which relieved him. The sun shone brightly down on the green trees, as if it would say, "You must not be so sorrowful, John. Do you see the beautiful blue sky above you? Your father is up there, and he prays to the loving Father of all that you may do well in the future." "I will always be good," said John, "and then I shall go to be with my father in heaven. What joy it will be when we see each other again. How much I shall have to relate to him, and how many things he will be able to explain to me of the delights of heaven, and teach me as he once did on earth. Oh, what joy it will be!" He pictured it all so plainly to himself that he smiled even while the tears ran down his cheeks. The little birds in the chestnut trees twittered, tweet, tweet. They were so happy, although they had seen the funeral, but they seemed as if they knew that the dead man was now in heaven, and that he had wings much larger and more beautiful than their own. And he was happy now because he had been good here on earth, and they were glad of it. John saw them fly away out of the green trees into the wide world, and he longed to fly with them. But first he cut out a large wooden cross to place on his father's grave, and when he brought it there in the evening, he found the grave decked out with gravel and flowers. Strangers had now done this, they who had known the good old father who was now dead, and who had loved him very much. Early the next morning, John packed up his little bundle of clothes, and placed all his money, which consisted of $50 and a few shillings, in his girdle. With this he determined to try his fortune in the world. But first he went into the churchyard, and by his father's grave he offered up a prayer and said farewell. As he passed through the fields, all the flowers looked fresh and beautiful in the warm sunshine, and nodded in the wind, as if they wished to say, "Welcome to the green wood, where all is fresh and bright." Then John turned to have one more look at the old church, in which he had been christened in his infancy, and where his father had taken him every Sunday to hear the service and join in singing the psalms. As he looked at the old tower, he espied the ringer standing at one of the narrow openings, with his little pointed red cap on his head, and shading his eyes from the sun with his bent arm. John nodded farewell to him, and the little ringer waved his red cap, laid his hand on his heart, and kissed his hand to him a great many times, to show that he felt kindly towards him, and wished him a prosperous journey. John continued his journey, and thought of all the wonderful things he should see in the large, beautiful world, till he found himself farther away from home than ever he had been before. He did not even know the names of the places he passed through, and could scarcely understand the language of the people he met, for he was far away, in a strange land. The first night he slept on a haystack, out in the fields, for there was no other bed for him, but it seemed to him so nice and comfortable that even a king need not wish for better. The field, the brook, the haystack, with the blue sky above, formed a beautiful sleeping room. The green grass with the little red and white flowers was the carpet. The elder bushes and the hedges of wild roses looked like garlands on the walls, and for a bath he could have the clear, fresh water of the brook, while the rushes bowed their heads to him to wish him good morning and good evening.